Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
You have your Bible with you. Will you please turn to the book of Micah, chapter 7. Just want us to look at one verse, verse number 8. Thank you, preachers, pastors. We appreciate all of you. Thank you, choir. Enjoy your singing. You keep on singing like that, I'll join the choir. I'll show Sister Shirley what I can do. The book is Micah, chapter 7, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Even when I fall, guess what? I shall rise again. When I find myself in darkness, don't give up on me. The Lord himself shall be a light unto me." Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in the house. Help me to proclaim your gospel. Anoint me, speak through me to be a blessing and not a curse. You promise your word will not return void. Do it right now. Bless us. Help us. Heal our body. Heal our wounded heart. Be glorified in your house. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And the church say, Amen. You may be seated. I want to encourage you for a few minutes with a topic titled, "I Will Rise Again." It's a prophetic word for somebody this morning, from the pulpit to the pews. It's good to know you will rise again. Before we receive the Holy Communion this morning, the Lord sent me just to encourage somebody. You know Jesus' story. It's not enough just to take the communion. You need to know what is behind it. He came to this world. He was rejected. He was lied upon. He was mistreated. Am I right about it? Eventually, he was crucified. But the Bible says on the third day, he rose again. I can close my book and go home. Because I hear the choir say, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit lives inside of you. That's why I can say with boldness this morning, I shall rise again. It doesn't matter what you go through in life. When it's all over, it's good to know we will rise again. So don't just take the communion knowing your knowing that Jesus, after his death burial, there was a resurrection. And just like He rose again. No grave can hold you down. Amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Not only are we going to rise again after death, even in this life, the God whom we serve is a God of resurrection. Yes, it's not just Jesus who went through so much in life. There are many, many people in the Word of God that went through all kinds of trials, all kinds of trouble. But it's good to remind yourself, at the end of the day, when it's all over, every one of them rose again. Every one of them ended up well. Remember Mary, the mother of Jesus? There's a pattern to every one of these people. God will promise them great and mighty things. Then the enemy will come and create all kinds of trouble along the way. And yes, you may go through a lot, but when it's all over, it shall be well with you. Are you still here this morning? Mary was told, you are blessed and you are highly favored. But you know that young lady went through a lot. They called her everything but a child of God. She had to run. She had to hide and hide her baby. Even our whole husband, our fiancé, almost rejected her. Then she watched her own child being crucified. Imagine you being a mother and you're standing there watching the police beat up your child and blood gushing everywhere. She went through a whole lot, but when it's all over, her baby was raised from the dead. What am I trying to tell you? It don't matter what you've gone through this morning. If you would just hold on to God's unchanging hand, you will rise again. Amen, somebody. Amen. Remember the story of Joseph? Joseph was promised. He had a dream. He was blessed with a coat of many colors. But you know his story. The devil come along the way. He find himself in a pit. Then he ended up in prison. Then he was betrayed by people. His own brother treated him wrong. But when it was all over, he became the prime minister of our whole nation. Look at somebody next to you and say, I will rise again. That's what the Bible says. Say, hello, my enemies, don't rejoice when you see me go down. It says, soon and very soon, I will rise again. My homegirl, Maya Angelou, he said, you can do all you want on me. You can mistreat me. You can lie on me. You can call me all kinds of funny names. He said, but still, I'll rise. Remember the story of David? David was anointed. David was appointed by Almighty God. The oil flowed on his head. And yet, the devil raised its ugly head. He found himself a fugitive. That's a pattern. Sometimes God have to break you down before he lifts you up. Hey, hey, hey. So that when you get up, then you can say, all of my help come from the Lord. A man who is anointed to be the king finds himself running through the desert. His own children betrayed him. The people that he helped turn against him. But again, when it's all over, he finds himself with a crown on his head. Look at your neighbor and say, in case you didn't hear me before, I will rise. Again. The Bible is full of examples. Today's message is very simple. Remember, Apostle Paul, he was preaching, he was standing tall for the Lord. Again, the devil showed his ugly head. He found himself in prison. See, not everybody in prison is guilty of a crime. Good news to all of you listening to me in Angola. I get all your letters and I receive all your text messages. Believe me, I feel you. Apostle Paul found himself in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Things so bad, they scheduled a trial for him. He had to travel from Caesarea to Rome to stand trial, to face Caesar, emperor. Along the way, you know his story, he was shipwrecked. But God, in his grace and mercy, when it's all over, he was still alive and well. I'm saying all of that to say to somebody this morning, maybe you're going through something. God sent me to tell you, with God on your side, you will rise again. The book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, God has a plan for you. That's right, Pastor. That plan is good. That plan is not of evil. That plan is to give you an expected end. Many of us believe it so much, we begin to make our own plans along with God's promises in our life. Many of us dream big dreams. Many of us, we brought visions of great and mighty things you want to do for the Lord. But every now and then, the storm comes. Every now and then, there's chaos. Every now and then, you find yourself in pain. Sometimes, you find yourself in sorrow. Sometimes, you find yourself in crisis. If you're not careful, you'll be wondering, how could God promise me so much? And I find myself struggling. Sometimes you look around and it's like everything is going on around you is questioning what God told you. Believe me when I tell you I've been there. You begin to wonder, did I miss God? Or is this some kind of fairy tale in my mind? It's like something always come along the way to challenge your faith, to question your faith, to endanger the promises of God in your life. But take note, one thing that is common about all the people I told you, in the midst of that circumstance, be on the lookout. God always sends an angel to remind you of what he said concerning you. Don't allow yourself to become so distracted that when God comes to encourage you, you miss your appointment with God. God will always send somebody. That somebody may be a human being like you to encourage you. In case you don't know, pastors are angels of the church. Sometimes God will send your pastor, your man of God, your woman of God, even some children in your house to reassure you that God is still on the throne. If you don't believe me, remember Abraham. God promised him a son. God promised him the promised land. And for years after years, no child was born. But God sent an angel to encourage him. Hold on. Don't give up on God. Remember the story of Hagar, a servant girl who was working the home of Abraham. She had a baby. She was kicked out of the house. She found herself in the middle of nowhere. And she probably just watching the baby, not only the baby crying, mama is crying, wondering why will God allow this to happen to her. But again, in the midst of that, God sent an angel to encourage her, to reassure her, when it's all over, you will rise again. Remember the story of Jacob. Jacob became a runaway. His own brother was seeking to kill him. This is the same man that God changed his name and called him Israel, father of many nations. He found himself running, hiding. That's what happens to you and me when you're trying your best to make ends meet and nothing seems to be working out. Again, God sent an angel to encourage him and to reassure him. There's always somebody that God will send along your pathways. They may not come with wings in their arms. It may be your own little baby in the house. It may be a friend on the job. But God never forgets his word. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he make up stuff. When he makes you a promise, he'll make it good. If you believe that, shout amen. Amen. The same thing with Joseph. When Joseph found himself in prison, when Joseph found himself being chased by the wife of Potiphar, when Joseph found himself being lied on, being betrayed by people he helped in the prison, people promised they'd be there for him, it can be discouraging. It can be overwhelming sometimes. But always know, God never forget his word. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. The same thing was true with Jesus Christ. When he found himself being betrayed by somebody who is really close, that hurts. When he was at Gethsemane, the Bible says he was crying so much, his tears was like a drop of blood. When he got on the cross, he asked the question, my father, why are you leaving me now? And sometimes in your life, it would look like God has turned his back on you. But if you will keep on holding on to God, when it's all over, your chain will come. When it's all over, you will rise again. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you as a messenger of Almighty God. that everything that God said concerning you, regardless of what's going on right now, regardless of your present circumstance, regardless of your present situation, your present condition, whatever God has said concerning you, it shall come to pass. Amen. If you receive that, shout amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth, shout amen again.
Amen.
Can I just make an announcement to somebody this morning? You need to know in your knowing, it doesn't matter whatever the storm brings. It doesn't matter how wild the winds are blowing. It doesn't matter how much confusion you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what the challenge is or what the chaos you're experiencing. Whatever God has said concerning you, whatever God has promised you, I say with confidence, it shall come to pass. If you believe that, shout amen. That amen is weak. I said, if you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
How can we say these things? In the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 28, Paul was in crisis. Paul was in a storm. The Bible said all hopes was lost. Nothing seems to make sense. And it looks like the boat that he was riding was going down. Everything was falling apart. It's easy to give up. It was a state of hopelessness. It was a state of powerlessness. And maybe that's what somebody is going through this morning. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. But this morning, somebody is feeling hopeless. Somebody is feeling helpless. Somebody is feeling powerless. But the Lord tells me, if you would just hold on to God's word, yes, it looks like nothing is moving in your life. Yes, it looks like nothing is working out. It looks like nothing is making sense. Can I make an announcement again? I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Brother Pastor, what do you know? I've seen some lightning flashes. And I've heard some thunder roll. Believe it or not, I've seen Simbreaker dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But in the midst of my struggle, in the midst of my trial, I can see, hear the voice of Jesus telling me, keep marching. Keep marching on. He promised never to leave you alone. If you receive that, shout amen.
Amen.
I said again, everything God has said about you, everything God has said concerning you, it shall come to pass. Regardless of your condition, regardless of your circumstance. I heard the choir. I was going through some stuff that day. And the choir said, I stand until he comes for me. I say, I'm so glad I came to church today. I thought I was coming to preach to somebody. But the choir, God used them to preach to me. They say, regardless of my condition, in spite of my situation, he said, brother pastor, just stand until it comes for you. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, hold on to God's word. In the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 25, notice what Apostle Paul said. Paul said, hello, sirs. Make sure that's in your Bible. Can you read? He is talking to other people on the boat, on the ship. They're scared. They're panicking. They're worried. Paul said, "Hello, somebody." And Joshua Joydara is saying the same thing to you this morning. Hello, Central Louisiana. What you got to say, Brother Paul? He said, "Be of good cheer." Oh, I can shout on that. Paul said, "I believe God." What do you believe God for? That he will do just what he said. I can close my book and shout all day. If you don't hear anything else from me, you need to know in your knowing that God will do just what he said. Look at somebody next to you now and say, "Be of good courage." Tell him again. Tell her again. Be of good courage. God will do just what he said. Ooh, glory. I feel like shouting. My brothers, my sister, if I may take a little theological side note. When the Bible said, "Be of good courage," that means there are some courage that is no good. Are you still here? Any courage that is not good is not of God. So how do you be of good courage? Good courage is any courage based on the word of God. Now tell your neighbor again, be of good courage. Don't just be of courage, be of good courage. Amen, somebody. Our God will do just what he said. The question must be asked, where if good courage is based on the word of God? And if the Bible says be of good courage, now what is good courage then? Well, I'll give you some example. The word of God says 1,000 may fall. Am I still in the book? 10,000 by your right. He said, "As for you, you're coming out of it." I don't know what you're going through right now. Say to your own self, "I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of struggle. I'm coming out of pain. I'm coming out of sickness. I'm coming out of this diagnosis." Look at yourself. Prophesy over yourself. "I'm coming out. I'm coming out of struggle. I'm coming out of poverty. I'm coming out of depression. In the name of Jesus." Somebody shout hallelujah. I find myself, "Pastor, I was running out of money." I said, "Lord, you called me and you said you'd take care of me." And then I said, "How would I know?" Then I read Philippians 4:19. My God, what will he do? What will he do? Anybody need some supply? Oh, don't. We better call the police. My God shall supply all your needs. Not some of your need, all your needs. I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody else who can supply all my needs. But I found out there is a God who can pay my bills. There is a God who can heal my body. There is a God who can minister to my soul. There is a God who can pick me up when I'm down. Tell your neighbor, my God shall supply all of your need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. say, why are they excited in this church? I'll tell you why. The Bible says if you decree a thing, it shall be established. And we learn in this house, we learn to speak into the atmosphere. We learn to speak good things. We learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And I come to tell somebody, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Somebody say, but God. Oh, say it like you mean it, but God. God will deliver you out of some of them. Am I still in the book? God will deliver you. God will deliver me. God will deliver us. Not out of few of them. Not out of some of them. All of them. So whatever you're facing right now, whatever you're going through right now, be of good courage. I say be of good courage. Why, brother pastor? Because God will do just what he said. I say God will do just what he says. Sometimes the situation may not look good. Sometimes, maybe you like me, I wrote a check and it hit every wall. You all call it non-sufficient fund. NSF, SFL, whatever. I know what it is to run out. I know what it is to be taking children to school and I'm trying to afford every McDonald's because I know I ain't got no money. But look at me today. I say God will do just what he says. Now I intentionally go to McDonald's. I was with my son in the Lord one day. He said, Pastor, why are you? He said, let's go find something to eat. I said, fine, son, let's go. That was Pastor Terrence. So he said, pick the best restaurant. You can talk to him, he's there. I said, yes, sir. So I was driving. I drove straight to McDonald's. No, true story. I looked at his eyes. I saw depression. He looked at me and said, what is this? I said, we're going to the best restaurant. He said, Pastor, can I be honest with you? I don't remember the last time I eat in a place like this. I said, I'm very happy for you. I came here because there was a time I could not afford to come to McDonald's. Today, I can buy the franchise, the whole store. Are you listening to me? In case you want a franchise, it's $2,500,000. $500,000. God can hit. God can take you from a nobody and make you somebody. God can take you from zero to a hero. I don't know who I'm preaching to. And when God get ready to bless you, he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He will bless you in their face. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I come to tell you, God said the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit lives inside of you. That same spirit will heal you when you're sick. That same spirit will pick you up when you're down. That same spirit will make a way for you out of no way. God will do just what he said. I know sometimes you face situations You look around and there's nobody to help. Do I have a witness in the house? Jesus been there. Hosanna today. Crucify him tomorrow. People that you think will help you, all of a sudden you can't find them. You call people on the phone, there's no answer. Sometimes you feel rejected. Sometimes your spirit is down. Don't just read the Bible and say Jesus was at Gethsemane crying. Make it relevant to your situation today. I don't know about you. I've cried many times. I've cried when nobody's looking. Even if I want to explain, even to my family, they won't understand. You feel ashamed. You feel rejected sometimes. Sometimes you are embarrassed. And one day I came across this one verse that I just read to you. And I'm fixing to close now. Notice what Micah chapter 7 verse 8 says. He said, rejoice not over me. He's serving notice to his enemies. He said, for when I fall, I will rise again. The word of the Lord for somebody today, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you today, you will rise again. If you don't hear anything else, God sent me to tell you. I don't know your circumstance. I can tell you my own circumstance. I can tell you how God brought me out. That same God is your God. He is no respecter of person. What is done for somebody, he'll do it for you. Say to your own self, I will rise again. Say it like you mean it. I will rise again. Say it with your mouth, I will rise again. Say it unto your ears, hear it. Say, I will rise again. Job chapter 22, verse 29. You know what the Bible says? Make sure it's in your Bible. It says, when men of this world are talking negative and they are saying they are casting down, what should you be saying? There's a lifting up. Prophesy over yourselves. I'm coming up. Say in confidence. Tell your enemy, don't be fooled by my right now. I'm coming up. There's a lifting up. I come to announce to somebody there is a lifting up for your soul. Your setback is a setup for your comeback. Did you believe that? Let me say it again. I say your setback. Anybody understand setback? The Bible says that's a setup for your comeback. You got to know there is a God. David said, when my mama and my father forsake me, even then God will pick me up. I want you to rise to your feet right now. I want to pray with you. If this prophetic announcement that you will rise again is a word for you, you're the one that God sent me to. Find your way to the altar. You know what? Let me tell you why I tell you to come to the altar. Book of Luke chapter 1, Verse 45 says, for anyone that will believe God for what he says, make sure you can read it. He said, there shall be a what? A performance. Don't just come to church to hear the word. Make sure you receive it. The Bible says, for anybody that receive, not every word is for everybody. The other day they told me, they said, my brother John Hallen was climbing a ladder and fell down. And I asked God, I said, wow, this is one of our main supporters. I said, Lord, do something. He said, just remind the people what God said. You will rise again. I don't know who I'm preaching to. Your setback is a setup for your comeback. Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
You see, that amen is under construction. So sometimes you have to learn to shout. The wall of Jericho came down because some people, they're not scared to shout. The best shout is when you can shout in the face of your enemy. Oh, glory. Give God your loudest amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for every voice that's lifted up. Lord, I thank you that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. I decree and I declare, everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone believing God before you this morning, Holy Spirit, they shall rise again. In their health, they shall rise again. In their wealth, they shall rise again. In their family, they shall rise again. We don't serve a dead God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He will always be the same. I heard the choir sing it. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he lives inside of us. Holy Spirit, have your way in our life. Have your way in our marriage. Have your way in our family. Have your way in our finances. Have your way over our health, oh God. Have your way over our children. Have your way on our job. Have your way in our ministry. Have your way. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up in our soul, in our spirit, in our body, in our situation, in our circumstance, in our condition. There's a lifting up. We shall rise again. It is so. In Jesus' name. Are you ready to shout? That's the question. Are you ready to shout? The Bible says, if you believe the word of God, Luke 1:45, there shall be a performance in your life. Open your mouth, shout amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. If you ain't got nothing to shout about, shout for me. Open your mouth, shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Let's prepare our heart to receive.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place this morning. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. He's worthy. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together this morning.
Glorify His name, glorify His name, glorify His name, come to glory. Glorify His name, of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Okay. KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the Voice of the Martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on.